about people and connections. Mm-hmm. And that's what we try to do all day long, whether we're on the morning show with these conversations. And music can be that specific and that community focused too. It's a different concept to think about, but I really think it can follow those same guidelines. And that's what KEXE is all about. So we'd love to hear from you, and we need to hear from you. We are still, we have with Heather chiming in during What's for Breakfast. We've gotten 5 out of our 10 we need to unlock the Loggy Dome match. I'd also like to report that we are under $20,000 to go in our summer member drive now. 2 more days. It may seem like a lot, but I know we can rip through that if we really get the phones lighting up. If you go now, be the first one. Call 218-326-1234. Your friends will join. Go to KEXE.org. And under $20,000, that is exciting. Keep that momentum going. Let's hit that match, and let's have some fun hour of Friday morning.
We'll have the sports page, of course, but I think since we were talking phonology and kids and what it means to have phonology in the classroom, we're going to listen to, sad picture of Ruben. Oh my gosh. we're going to listen to one of the reports that came in this week from New York Mills.
This is the Adventures from Root Swings Forest School reporting from Glendale State Park, July 22nd. I saw a baby red squirrel climbing on a tree.
I saw popcorn beam seeds, and they're laying on the ground. Last week, they were on the tree.
I seen a deer track. I saw a bunch of sunnies, and I threw sticks in, and they thought it was bugs, and they went to it.
Basswood trees lost their flowers, and what was left behind was the hard nutlet.
I saw crystals in the sand.
I saw a wolf spider on the ground, and the colors were brown and black.
Was it a big spider or a little spider?
It was a little spider. It was about the size of my thumb.
I saw a sand wasp digging in the sand. It was like pale.
So
it seemed more white than yellow.
I saw a great blue heron and a white-throated sparrow. And the white-throated sparrow, its whistle sounded kind of like a human.
Thanks for listening. Stay wild.
That's incredible. I really, really like the one about, and I threw a stick and I thought it was a bug. I feel like that's how I interact with nature, too.
Yeah, stay wild. That is a good message. And KEXE, as Malachi has been explaining to us, it's like we can pivot. We can talk about what's happening right at this moment. We met Ruben there on What's for Breakfast. We also just got a text in from longtime member Lisa, who's got her grandkids joining us. She stopped by the other day, and she said her son and granddaughter were coming up. And there's a picture of my one-year-old granddaughter grooving at her keyboard, future KEXE volunteer. Oh my God.
That's incredible. It's actually like doing a DJ thing with the hands on the board. I love to see it. We know that.
We got to show this to Ruben's mom.
We go. A little cross baby photo action going on. We know the future is in good hands from Allie, from Lisa's granddaughter.
Yeah. From the kids in New York Mills.
Yeah. People who have supported KEXE for a long time, raising future generations. We got to get it to them, hand it off to them, though, in a good place. And that is what our member drives are all about, is setting us up for the future, setting us up for success. So these stories and these connections that people love can be there for others as well. We don't want to gatekeep anything. We don't want to hoard anything. We want everyone else to have the same opportunity. And becoming a member right now is the best way to make that happen. Call 218-326-1234 or go to KEXE.org and click donate.
You're tuned in right now because you know the sports page is coming up next, and that's a great reason to pledge your support. We do need to hear from 5 more to unlock that match that's on the table from Loggy Dome. We just need to hear that next one, and it's going to happen. Call us, 218-326-1234.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We operate translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Since 1976, Northern Community Radio has been telling the stories of the people and land of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, goo-goos and gagas, and events. Listen at KEXC.org and on your smart speaker.
That was adorable.
Keep KEXC people powered into the future with your support now. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234. Thank you.
We can't wait to hear from you. We heard from Heather and Sarah in Minneapolis. We heard from Elizabeth and Effie, Judy from Bemidji, Denise from St. Paul, and Wendy from Tower. Let's keep it going right now. I believe all women have pledged today.
Stepping up.
Yeah.
Thank you, women.
That's right. Let's hear from
much more
women.
Than that, but
come on.
Men.
Let's hear a man.
Yeah, wouldn't that just,
come
you
on.
Know, it would just really, they'd tune in for the sports page.
Yeah, it's very, very.
Whatever you're tuning in for and whoever you are, thank you for supporting. But yeah, step up, men. I like that. A little call to action.
Yeah. Chance of showers today, thunderstorms possible, especially Crow Wing and Aiken counties. High 77 to 81, partly cloudy overnight with lows 58 to 61. Sunny tomorrow, highs 80 to 84 with overnight temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. And by Sunday, sunny with highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s.
Thank you for joining us. It's the Friday morning show. That's Heidi Holton. I'm Malachi Coons. A little rundown of some of the awesome stuff we have coming on this Friday of Member Drive. Headwaters with Jennifer Barr is at 9. She's got an hour of wonderful music she's picked out for you. Minnesota Mixtape is coming up at 10 o'clock. I have a special show, all Minnesota songs about telephones and making calls.
Oh.
So stay tuned for that. And it also had me thinking, you know, even though many times people do go online and donate, and there's many other ways to do it, for some reason that just, there's a million songs about making phone calls, but that hasn't caught on as a topic for songwriters yet, is to go onto the interwebs. But we got Hot Dish Time Machine coming up. Papa Steve Ross, who newly retired from the Dead Set, which is still going on. Have some great hosts who are filling in. We're going to have Papa Steve Ross back for a wonderful two-hour show today on the Hot Dish Time Machine. Not a Dead Set. He's going to be playing. We know he has a deep love for music. That's coming up. And then Mark Clibundi on the River from 1 to 4. And Alyssa Ellen tonight from 7 to 10. So much fun. Keep those donations coming. Supporting radio with that many voices, that much different music every day of the week. 218-326-1234.
Summer membership drive. Grab the t-shirt when you pledge your support. That's at $20 a month or above. It is a black t-shirt. Kyle, I'm going to put you on the spot before we get to the sports page. Do you see the t-shirt on the chair there?
Where am I looking? Oh, yeah, I do. Flashbacks to about seventh grade when Dare would come into the school. When I first saw the logo, I had this weird deja vu kind of a moment. And then I put my cheaters on and so I could actually read the text. I was like, oh, well, that's clever.
Yeah, what's it say? And then you can check it back, too.
Put them on the spot, right?
Yeah. It says KAXC in that very recognizable red font. Just say no to algorithms. And on the back, it says handpicked. Since 1976. 1976 is also the year I arrived on the planet, so I feel like we have a special bond, me and KAXC.
Yes, we do. Coming up, it's the sports page. Do your part now, 218-326-1234.
Then I turned to the sports page, and the Mets had blown it in the 13th inning. Papers can't make losing look like winning. I think the Phillies took it 5-4. There it was on the sports page. Only page that takes a firm position. Kind of like an honest politician. The kind you hardly find anymore. In fact, let's face it, the sports page is the only place to go when a fella wants to know the score.
Time for another edition of the sports page. You know it, you love it. It's Friday morning. We've got joining us in the studio Kyle Erickson. There's Malachi Coons, and we've also got Fred Friedman at his library, at his desk, and Megan Buffington. Good morning, all of you. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, folks.
Good morning.
Yeah,
good
I just wanted here. To say, with Scott Hall, our senior correspondent, was hosting On the River earlier this week. I heard the full song for the first time ever.
Very good.
Where that opening clip comes from. So now I know the full sports page theme song history. Yep. It was a nice listen.
Malachi, when I heard Kyle saying that he wears glasses, which I don't, and says he was born in 1976, You know what I was doing this time of the day in 1976?
Filing for Social Security.
Scott Hall and I were doing the sports page.
There we go. That's incredible, folks. It's been coming that long. Yeah. It's our summer member drive. We're going to have some fun talking about sports. What's going on, folks? Where do we start?
Well, why don't we start with Minnesota's only consistently successful professional sports franchise.
That's the best line on the sports page.
Your Minnesota Lynx. So we have waited with great anticipation for the return of Nafisa Collier.
Yep.
And she came back, and I think it's been everything fans have hoped for. So they've limited her minutes to kind of 20 to 24 a game. She's playing great. She's shooting great.
Yep.
Blowout win yesterday.
I'll say.
Five players in double figures. And what's fun is, like, we knew Queen Fee would come back and tear it up, I think.
Right.
Dorca Juhas might be as important because she can shoot threes, she can grab rebounds, she's another threat that keeps teams from instantly being able to double Collier or Miles. And I'm not going to get out of my skis too far because we've been burned before, but they kind of look like a title team.
They do.
Yeah. So they're 22-6. It's also because Queen Fee was not playing right away. We got Coffee. Coffee was playing for playing in the role that Collier's in now. And so to have Coffee with that much experience and how great she is to be coming out to back everybody. Oh my, she's great. She is such a great defense player as well as a 3-point shooter. And what I was watching last night, it was on Amazon, and it was different commentators than usual. And this one woman, every time Olivia Miles did some weirdo, you know, shot between her legs, she just couldn't stop laughing. Like, there was no commentary. It was just laughter. And they're like, what? And they're like, are people seeing this? Like, they just, like, couldn't get over this deft move she does. She's not perfect, but holy cow, you see her running the floor and really making this happen. And so it's really exciting. And, yeah, they still, I mean, I can see the coach looks a little angry some of the time because, you know, they're still, this last game was a blowout last night, but they're still a little too close for comfort, and their defense could use some improvement. I know they're working on that hard behind the scenes, but the big game is coming up on Sunday against Indiana.
Indiana,
yeah. At noon.
That, of course, is Caitlin Clark coming to town, and it said something like, no seat is less than $200 in the main part of the building. And now they open up the top. They didn't used to for the Minnesota Lynx. So it's going to be really exciting in downtown Minneapolis.
Heidi, I want to give a lot of credit to the Lynx front office and scouts for drafting Miles. They could have gone a couple other directions. We all know this, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like she was the only choice they had. So, right, when they get it wrong, we're big on knocking them, which we should be. They hit this one out of the park. We got to all agree on that. They hit this all out of the park with Miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it almost goes without saying, but I want to say it. Like, she's obviously the clear front runner for Rookie of the Year, but she's also kind of second in the standings for just MVP of
crazy.
The league behind Asia Wilson. Like,
yeah, seems like that, you know.
And the way that she carries herself, the veterans take her, you know, advice or how she does things. Once in a while, a little bit of a showboat because the stuff she does is just amazing. But she's also just the connections she has to the other players, to the coach. You see that in how she carries herself. And it's amazing.
And she seems so eager and earnest all the time, I think is what it is. And it comes off as, I mean, you can fake some of that, but why would you? It comes across as very genuine, a classic love of the game.
And
that's always fun to see.
And I just can't get enough of seeing these older men in the stands dressing like her. I mean, wearing the afro and the goggles because they love her so much and already. And so I'm so excited for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I know I've said it before, but Minnesota sports fans should feel very fortunate that the two ascendant stars we have on the basketball scene, Miles and Anthony Edwards, both just clearly love the game and love playing it, and they love their teams, they love the city, and I really believe that the Lynx are poised for another title, and we'll see what the Wolves off season moves in getting the point guard they needed and utterly failing to secure the power forward they needed translate into come, when do they start? October, early November, late October?
I think October, yeah.
We'll go with that.
Before we move on, I do just want to say, I don't think it's probably everywhere that a sports commentator start off talking about the Lynx and talk about like what she brings to the floor. I think this is unusual, the conversations that we have on Friday mornings. And I think that is a perfect reason. You're tuning in right now. You know it. You love it. You're probably yelling at the radio half the time, too. We need you right now. give us a call. 218-326-1234.
All righty. Who's got us next?
Can we talk about Cody Clemens?
Well,
and the walk-off grand slam.
That was a moment.
That was the most exciting regular season end of a game, or dramatic, unpredictable, crazy. In case people don't know, we were talking about the Twins had had one hit through eight innings, getting shut out. They'd been shut out the night before, or, you know, they looked terrible. And, wow, two outs, bottom of the ninth, trailing 3-0, look hopeless. Ryan Jeffers gets hit on the elbow by a pitch. Lewis somehow pokes a single through the middle of the infield. Bell's got a 0-2 count on him and coaxes a walk. That's what a professional hitter does. And against a left-handed pitcher, hitting Cody Clemens. It's at 410 feet out of the park, turns a 3-0 shutout shellacking into a 4-3. The place goes crazy. 4-3 win.
And the they're 55 and 55 now. Back to 500. Oh, yeah.
And the front office was so excited, they go out and they get a top-quality relief pitcher from the Mets.
So. Grabbed A.J. Minter. They said, Jeremy Zoll said earlier this week, that they're buying. The Twins are buyers at the deadline, and he went and made a purchase. we'll see how this series against the Mariners goes this weekend, though, as we head into trade deadline is Monday. So,
Kyle had a physical, visceral reaction to the Twins as buyers. So
I had not checked the news headlines this morning. So when you mentioned them picking up a reliever, I thought you were joking. And so I had to use the Google machine to verify that, and they sure enough did get a top-tier reliever. Kind of makes you wish they hadn't traded Louis Varlin for a bag of peanuts last July. But
don't. Please don't. I can't take it.
So they call it, what was the term I saw used for a game-winning grand slam when you're down to your last strike, I think. So they saw it called an ultimate grand slam. And apparently it's only happened 34 times in Major League Baseball history. For some perspective, Fred, do you know how many perfect games there have been in MLB history?
Oh, a lot more than 34.
No, it's a little bit less. I think the number is 26. But to give you a sense of how rare that is, and as Fred pointed out, the reason they were able to get there is because a batter with an 0-2 count was able to draw a walk. So it's one of the most improbable finishes to a game in my 50 years on the planet.
Yeah. Since we're talking about baseball, we should mention we lost John Anderson, longtime baseball coach, University of Minnesota, a KAXE LAN, Northeastern Minnesota product, died the other day at only 71. Probably didn't get enough publicity. Long time Gopher baseball coach. And from our end of the state, so we should mention that.
Yeah. Well, we didn't talk last week, or maybe it wasn't yet decided last week, about where LeBron James decided to, I assume, end his career. The Timberwolves had been loosely associated with the King James sweepstakes. I don't think anybody really thought they had much of a chance at it, but James ended up going to the Philadelphia 76ers, who also acquired Finals MVP Jaylen Brown this offseason. I have to believe it makes them for certain the presumptive favorite to come out of the Eastern Conference and make the finals, and may make them kind of a co-favorite along with take your pick of the OKC Thunder, the San Antonio Spurs, to come out of the West and play in the finals. And so this is the landscape the Timberwolves have to live into, where they have Anthony Edwards, who I think will eventually go down as the greatest player in franchise history, and some really nice complementary pieces. And they are playing at a time where there are multiple super teams. So I don't know.
Yeah, cousin of mine's got I saw him a couple days after. He's got a LeBron jersey for the Cavs over like the driver's seat of his car. You know, like the seat is wearing the jersey. LeBron Lakers jersey over the passenger seat. And I'm like, oh, you get your Sixers jersey yet? He's like, no, they're sold out. They're already gone. It'd been like a day.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. If you want a really cool 76 shirt though, or a jersey, it's the KEXC Dare shirt right there. It says handpicked since 76. So
there you go.
There you go. If you become a member now,
LeBron every time.
218-326-1234. Nothing better than that.
I'm sorry. We should point out that 76ers star center Joel Embiidé has played less than 1 out of 4 games in the 3 years since he was drafted. 1 out of 4. So I'll believe it out of Philadelphia when I see it.
Well, I think he's clearly very talented, but he's always hurt and he's always seems to be tired. So maybe if those two can take some, that could unlock the ultimate Embiid. What do you think?
Well, maybe it'll take a little bit of load off him. Maybe he'll be a little healthier. Minnesota sports fans, fortunately, don't have to ever worry about very talented but oft injured star players. He said sarcastically, noting that Byron Buxton has once again landed on the injured list, which is a bummer because he is having the best season of his career, and we really have got to see the full potential of the Buck truck this year. But back on the 10-day IL, here's hoping he feels better soon.
Oh, that's for sure. So we should probably say that the Vikings have started training camp. They made one trade. They got a linebacker / safety. Of course, all the publicity is being drained out of our brains on who's going to be their quarterback.
Fred, you always complain about all this coverage of off-season football, but I think you're the one who brings it up the most on the
I was just thinking that.
All right, Megan, that was a mistake because I will never bring it up again. I'm just trying to avoid hockey talk.
Hey, there's no hockey talk right now either. We're also in the dog days.
We are in that 5-week period where the NHL isn't actively playing games. So we're in the little hockey lull. I got to believe Kyler Murray is going to be the Vikings' starting quarterback. I don't think we've seen anything out of McCarthy that would indicate to this point that he's a better option for him. And while long-term, it's probably worth seeing if McCarthy can develop, short-term, they have to put together a competitive enough team that Justin Jefferson doesn't get to a point where he says, I've had enough of this, and demands a trade. Because he really is what they're building around on offense. So we'll see how that plays out.
I mean, I will say, I don't know that there's any merit to Murray as the heir presumptive. They've been splitting reps at the first couple of days of training camps, and neither have looked good. Like, it hasn't been a very positive discussion about quarterbacks at a training camp. They're both throwing more picks than you'd like to see. We'll see there. But Fred did mention we acquired, signed Jamal Adams, 2-time Pro Bowler. I think people kind of forgot he's in the league for a couple of years there, but he's only 30, and kind of the hybrid safety linebacker position that he excels at is increasingly prominent in defenses and prominent in Brian Flores' defense. So that'll hopefully it'll be able to revitalize his career a little bit here. Caleb Banks, too, our first-round draft pick with the injured foot, is fully cleared. He is playing, and he's taking first-team reps, so I still don't trust big guy with foot injury, but just hope the news stays positive.
It'll work this time. This is the one.
If it'll work for anything, it'll be the Minnesota Vikings with their notorious good luck.
Well,
that's all I can think of.
Dog days of sports.
August
is
tough.
What do we have for trivia today?
Well, I was hoping for a guest.
Oh, we have a guest reader?
We do. And we are waiting for your phone call this morning, 218-326-1234. This is how KEXC does it. One by one, people coming forward who say independent media is important, especially in northern Minnesota. We got to keep it going. Do your part, whether it's $5 a month. Maybe you can donate $1,000 today. Do it now. 218-326-1234. And our guest trivia master here is our very own John Latimer. And thanks to, of course, our senior correspondent for providing the trivia.
Welcome,
John.
You handed it to me assuming that I could read. It's pretty broad assumption. I'm a nature observer. I don't do much reading.
Oh, you're a sports guy.
In an alternate universe, you know, could have been a sportscaster.
I could have, yeah. A sportscaster, not a sports participant. Everybody who's ever seen me knows that, I think the most famous remark was, I was in seventh grade and I wanted to be a hurdler. I was a tall, thin kid and I learned how to do it, you know, the three steps and then left hand, right foot over the hurdle. I had perfect form.
I'm sure you did.
In eighth grade, my gym teacher said to the people in the class, he said, "Latimer, get up here and show these guys how to run the hurdles." So I gave him my best demonstration and he looked at the class and he said, "Do it just like Latimer. Only faster."
Oh, boy.
You know, the best broadcasters and the best coaches couldn't really play the sport, so.
Well, maybe there's hope. I'll hold out hope that somebody will need me as a hurdler coach.
Your number three or four?
Yeah, Fred's got something.
John, I'm going to start you with a trivia question. Who's the greatest, consensus, the greatest hurdler of all time?
The greatest hurdler of all times. Oh, my God.
I'll give you a hint. He's from Dayton, Ohio, holds a PhD in physics.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I think I might know this.
Well, you're going to have to help me because, honestly, after my ignominy in seventh and eighth grade, I turned from hurdling to golf.
Is it Allison Felix?
400 meters hurdler, 3 gold medals in a row.
Is it Allison Felix?
No.
When you tell me his name, I'm going to know it. Because at some point in my life, I was attracted to that. And I still do like watching track and field. I get real wound up. I get tight in the seat when I'm watching. You know, like my muscles are all like, go.
Wow.
Yeah. That doesn't happen in football or hockey. But when I watch track, I just get tense. I just like
so.
Tight.
Who was it?
You're going to have to help me, Fred. Sorry.
Great Edwin Moses.
Oh, of course. Now yes. We're going back. Yeah. I should have known. Do you know the name now that you mention it? Actually jumps right out at me. Well, to the trivia, and there are a whole list. Do you guys have to answer all of these to get out of the studio? Some of you may never leave.
Yeah,
we are trapped. And for Megan and Fred, we make them stay on Zoom all day if they can't get it. So, you know.
All right. We both work from home, so.
Yeah.
Let's see. It says, okay, so the question number one, he had a short career. Oh, wait, maybe I should read the
theme.
Musician athletes, for example, former National Hockey League goalie Henrik Lundqvist was a guitarist in the Swedish rock group Box Play. Yeah. So the first question, he had a short career as a pitcher in the Negro Leagues and minor leagues before becoming the best-selling artist on RCA Records in the late 60s and 70s.
Is that Charlie Pride?
Charlie Pride. Absolutely. He played Take Me Out to the Ball Game on his harmonica at the Hall of Fame ceremonies and at many charity events.
Dan Musial.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Of course, you would know that, Fred. not of course it was Stan Musial. I mean, I had no idea the guy even knew what a harmonica was.
Latimer since the middle 60s.
He composed and sang My World is a Ball on Sergio Mendes' 1977 soundtrack to a movie about his life.
Oh, Pele.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't know that. That was
a deep cut. That well was, done.
And the hint was he sang in Portuguese.
Yeah.
This pianist is also a 9-time Olympic gold medal swimmer. Now, I knew who the answer was before I looked at this question, but because I like to swim, and so I follow those kinds of things. But I had no idea that this person played the piano. 9-time Olympic gold medal winner.
We can, like, Phelps and Ledecky have way more than that, so it's like less. Mm-hmm. Who has around 9? I'm not going to get this.
No idea.
I could tell you.
We know Fred loves Megan. The Olympics.
I don't know it.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
No. What era?
Oh, current. She hasn't won. She won in the last Olympics, so.
She.
I'm sorry, I gave it away. Is it
Ledecky?
It is Ledecky.
Oh, I thought she would have had more, though.
I did, too.
Yeah. Okay.
This former Yankee center fielder is a jazz and classically trained guitarist.
Oh, I know this one.
Bernie Williams?
Yeah.
Good for you. These Laker teammates put out a rap album in 1998.
Shaquille O'Neal and who? Kobe?
Kobe.
Okay.
Very good. You guys are good.
Well, I would have fired today.
Yeah. Except for Katie Ledecky. These are all brand new to me. This tennis player won 9 Grand Slam titles, learned guitar from Eddie Van Halen and Eric Clapton, and is the leader of the Johnny Smith Band.
John McEnroe?
Yep.
Yep.
It's like these questions were crafted for Malachi. He is having a blast.
That was Kyle Erickson.
I knew Kyle answered it, but Malachi, you were nodding and grooving halfway through the question.
To tie into the trivia question, he also was in a band with Henrik Lundqvist.
There you go.
Or to the intro.
Yeah, amazing. Following his playing career with the Detroit Tigers, he became a professional organist who performed on television and in Las Vegas and released 2 albums.
Fred.
Oh, Mokes. Don't know. Initials, please.
Well, let me give you the hint that's on the page. Right. He was baseball's last 30-game winner.
Oh, Denny McClain.
Yeah.
Nice.
I didn't know that.
You guys jumped on that.
Was that before or after he went to prison?
Well, to be honest with you, Fred, I would have to go to prison and serve a long sentence to even learn how to play any musical instrument. It would take me years, and I'm sure by the time I mastered the saxophone, my inmate partners would have killed me.
I don't know. I'd just take a community ed class or something. But that's...
The look on Kyle's face there. Oh, my gosh. So fun.
Is that all of them?
That's it.
Oh
nice.
There we go.
Okay. Good job, you guys. It's the sports page. We need your support right now. You're not going to get this conversation anywhere else. 218. Right? Am I right?
For better or worse.
We can all agree on that. Yep.
And it's worthy of support. Am I right, Fred?
Hey, Heidi, I want to say this. It's the best thing Northeast Minnesota has going. We got a lot of great stuff here, but if community radio, people care to what's going on, talk about local stuff, root for local people, jocks and non-jocks. It's where you want to be. We advocate for what we should be advocating for. Talk about the issues other sports shows don't want to talk about. It's a great place to put your money. Come on, folks. It's 1-2 less restaurants a month.
There we go.
Fred, I want to thank you this morning for mentioning the number 14 for John Anderson, our man from, I think he was Nashwauk or Keewatin.
Yes, Nashwauk, Keewatin graduate.
Yeah.
Well, we need to interrupt. Here we go. We just got a pledge coming in from Paul from Aurora. Paul, thank you so much. That's keeping us going this morning, getting us towards our match that's on the table. Less than 20,000 to go by tomorrow night. We can do it because of people like Paul in Aurora. Do your part. Go to kaxe.org. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, everybody. Keep those phones going. 218-326-1234.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. A 36-year-old Manoman woman died Wednesday morning after she was found submerged inside a car in a small lake in rural Manoman County. The Monoma County Sheriff's Office says dispatchers received a 911 call at 7:30 a.m. Responders from several area agencies used a winch on a fire truck to pull the car from the water. The woman was identified later Thursday as Kaylee Smith. Retail postal service operations in Cross Lake are now in Pine River after a vehicle slammed into the building. Cross Lake Mayor Jackson Perfierst reports no one was injured in a Tuesday crash, but the building sustained significant damage. P.O. Box customers will be able to pick up their mail with a valid ID at the Pine River Post Office located nearly 20 miles away. Local mail delivery will continue as normal. Many retail services are also available online at USPS.com. New Range Copper Nickel is proposing changes to its North Met project design. State permits were issued for the project in 2018, but it has been tied up in litigation since then. Megan Buffington has more.
North Met has been in development for over two decades. The project includes an open pit mine about 6 miles south of Babbitt and a processing plant at the former LTV plant about 6 miles north of Hoyt Lakes. It was first proposed by PolyMet, a subsidiary of multinational mining company Glencore. On Wednesday, New Range formally notified the DNR that it wants to make changes to the previously reviewed project design. One of the biggest changes would be how New Range would manage its tailings or waste. That was one of the most controversial parts of the original project. In a news release, New Range states the changes will strengthen water management and reduce discharge of water by up to 75%. The Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy says the redesign is an acknowledgement that PolyMet's original proposal was flawed. Joy Anderson is the organization's legal director.
PolyMet / New Range is not making these changes out of the goodness of their heart, right? They are making these because their previous plans were determined by Minnesota courts to be illegal.
Right now, the DNR is considering whether the changes merit a supplemental environmental impact statement. If the DNR determines this is needed, it would go on public notice with at least one public meeting. The DNR also says the changes may require new or amended permits, but an SEIS would need to happen first regardless. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
The Grand Rapids City Council on Monday approved tax increment financing, or TIF, for a new apartment complex. Emma Crabb has more on the project.
Dubbed Elevation Apartments, the new building would contain four floors and 99 units of different sizes on Southeast 2nd Avenue in Grand Rapids. Rob Mate is the city's director of community development. He says the project should cost around $20 million. Of that amount, around $2 million, or 10%, comes from a TIF note. TIF is a reimbursement that comes from the building's future property taxes. Mate says tax increment financing captures the difference between a property's old value and new value. In Elevation Apartments' case, that's a projected increase of over $200,000. Rather than collecting those taxes and using them, they are redistributed to developers until a TIF note is met.
Upon that happening, all property taxes resume full distribution to the taxing entities.
TIFs can only be used for building public infrastructure or for construction projects that otherwise wouldn't happen. Per Minnesota's TIF regulations, 20% of units in a TIF rental property must be reserved for low-income housing. Alexandria-based Herzog Property Management is one of the companies developing Elevation Apartments. It has already built one TIF property in town. Riverview Apartments, near the Grand Rapids Area Library, opened this summer. Samuel Herzog is the company's owner. He says TIF doesn't just cover construction. It'll also play an important role in providing affordable housing discounts.
Roughly 40% of the TIF that comes in every year is just going to go to cover the rent discounts that we're giving to the tenants that live there.
The building is scheduled for completion in summer of 2028. Thanks to ICTV for meeting audio. Emma Crabb, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
The Up North Report, that's a great reason to pledge your support. Local news, you can't get this anywhere else. KEXE's independent and we need you now. 218-326-1234.
We've heard from six people on the Friday Morning Show so far. We had a $1,000 match for 10 donations, whether it's a first-time member, whether you're upping your sustainership, whether you're throwing in an additional gift. We have not hit that 10 yet, so we need to hear from four more of you before 9 o'clock so we can unlock that match. We're under $20,000 to go in our summer member drive, which is exciting. But that match that was put up exactly to get more people to join the fold of KEXC, and that's something that we have to hit to stay on our goal. We need to keep making these targets so that we can be on track and have all the funding we need to bring you programs like the Sports Page, to bring you things like Phenology. We've got John Latimer here with us on this Friday morning. And I know some folks were going to text in some questions as well. It's exciting to have you on, John, Friday morning. But we do need to see that gong, hear that gong ringing, I should say, see the phone lines lighting up. And the number is 218-326-1234. So thank you for chiming in this morning. Four more of you. I know we can hit that. I know we can do it on this summer member drive. Support KAXE.
John, you know, people think of you, you're just a nature guy, but you and I love talking about the WNBA, and
we
I know
do.
You're a Twins fan, and so probably Friday mornings are important to you.
Well, I they are. I mean, every morning at my age, every morning's important. Oh, I'm alive. But yeah, I love Friday morning. I love hearing you folks do the Sports Page. It was kind of fun actually being in here and listening. I do follow sports. Like the guy said on the radio, you know, it's one of the few things you can watch where you don't know the outcome.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
My wife and I watch some of these British movies, mysteries, and so forth, and even the U.S. ones. You know, you tune in, and you know that the four or five stars of the show are going to be alive at the end of the show. So whatever drama they put them in, it's not. To me, it's like, whatever.
Yep.
That guy's not going to die. I don't care what they do to him. He'll be back next week. Whereas in baseball or any sport, you know, you go out there, you have a good chance. Well, you have a chance of winning. Mm-hmm. Some days you're playing a better team. I imagine that there are teams like Toronto who wish they didn't have to play the Lynx.
Yeah, well, that was a tough game last night. Oh, my
gosh. They didn't play very well.
No.
Toronto, I mean.
Yeah.
The Lynx were.
Lynx were good.
They were good. And to your comments earlier, I think that, yeah, they have a really good chance of going somewhere this year.
Yeah. You know, we got some texts in. We get so much interaction with folks on Tuesdays with nature, and we do on the Sports Page as well. We heard from Bill from Big Lake, and he was saying, what? No discussion on what is going on in the WNBA with controversy. There is indeed controversy, Bill. We didn't get time to get to that, but Sophie Cunningham of the Indiana Fever.
Very involved in the controversy.
Yep, making some commentary and team stuff about transgender politics, and she'll be in Minneapolis on Sunday for the game along with Caitlin Clark. And yeah, we're kind of watching it and don't have a lot to say at the moment about this, but there's certainly things going on in the WNBA right now.
Yep. You know, there's a little side thing going on right now that caught my attention. And that was the bet between Paige Beckers and Angel Reese. And, you know, betting, I think it's criminal that the sports are being advertised by betting agencies, because betting is, I mean, if you've had seventh grade math, you should understand that the odds are not in your favor.
You'd think.
You would think.
But people keep signing up for the lottery too, though.
You know, so. They do. And I suppose, you know, there are people out there who keep hoping that they'll get struck by lightning, and the odds are about the same. So good luck, I would say. But at the same time, these two had a sort of a friendly wager between them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're blowing it up into this, you know, betting. Well, this kid from, where was he? He was at Cincinnati. Sorsby, maybe? Football guy. 9,000 bets, $90,000. He was betting on outcomes. These two, it'd be like
Malachi, if you and I were going out for a game of disc golf and we're like, hey, I'll bet you a dollar you don't make this next shot, you know, except for these two women are richer than you and I, so they're betting like $400. I'll bet you I'll beat you. That, to me, that kind of, it's not like you're placing a bet with someone or you're saying to someone, look, I'm gonna deliberately miss this next shot so that you can make a bunch of money.
Yeah, it's different. Oh. It's just to increase the tension, have some fun, and more of a friendly
that sort of thing. Yeah.
Also during the All-Star game, you know, so a whole different sort of thing, right?
Wasn't the bet was made during the All-Star game, but the actual money or the game that it was between the two teams.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yep. And it was a close game, 81-82. So it was.
And there's some consideration of fines to them for this.
Isn't betting.
No,
I mean that's just a wager between two friends who are like, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know what, I'm going to deliberately do something to affect the outcome of this game so that I can win some money and my friends can win some money. This is like, Malachi, you and I are going to, we're going to have it out right here. I'm a better shot than you.
There we go. $5 on this one.
Yeah.
No one's going to fold and influence betting for that. But if we're going to talk about money in sports, this is a good segue because we got a text asking us from Michael and Karen north of Nashwauk. Talking about another controversy, which is going on in FIFA. And I'm sad that Fred's not here anymore, because if anyone can give the Olympics a run for corruption, it's FIFA. And the president of FIFA, who has been much maligned during the World Cup by the Football is Life people of KXE, as well as most people, he had attempted to introduce private equity into the World Cup through a plan to he said it was going to give him more opportunities. He basically was going to sell off shares of the ownership of soccer, essentially, but obviously more technical than that. And it was to a group that is run by the Kushner family. He's been close to Trump, which has been a part of the whole thing from the get-go. And amazingly, every single country in Europe who is part of UEFA, who is one of the biggest components, they all resoundingly voted, no, we will sit out the World Cup if you sell to this private equity firm. And CONCACAF, which is the collection of all the North American Caribbean countries as well, seems like they are going to follow suit. So it's kind of all the anger towards Infantino that was bubbling up while we were hosting Football is Life has kind of come to a head, and we'll see what happens. But I'm glad that the beautiful game won out, the people won out, and these organizations, which aren't that much better than FIFA, I guess, they at least stepped up and said, no, you cannot sell off the football governing body to the Kushner family. So there's a little sports news for you. Thank you, Michael and Karen. But we should switch to another text now.
Let's get to that. But first, John, I'm a little nervous. We have four more pledges to unlock that $1,000.
You see my left hand twitching. And this is unusual for me because I'm on the side of the gong where I can actually use my strong arm.
There we go.
I'm kind of, my left arm is sort of itchy to jump. So
thanks to Loggy Dome, we do have a match on the table, extra $1,000 unlocked, but we need to keep it going right now. 218-326-1234. But yes, we did get a text that just came in for you, John. Tim from Maple Grove says, my family just drove back to the cities from a cabin in the Marcel area yesterday. In the area south of Aiken and again near Onemia, we saw Sumac doing a fabulous display of fiery yellow orange. Just two locations each about the size of a two-car garage among typical green foliage. What's with that? It's July and such a localized phenomena.
You know, there are so many things that can enter into an equation like that. Sometimes plants are just, you know, they just have a different sort of a signal. In the case of sumac, they're usually all connected. If you look at a patch of sumac, you'll see that it's short on the edge, tall in the middle, and short on the other edge. And if you look at the tall part in the middle, that's where the patch started. And they grow rhizotomously. That is, the roots spread. It's a bit like KAXE. Those roots sort of spread out and you know, reach out. Each root goes a little further, and things sprout up from those roots. I would expect that if it's something systemic, that it would be affecting the whole group because they're all connected. They're all one unit. And but I've also seen the same thing happen where some sumac just trigger and they throw their leaves into bright fall color. But trust me, it probably has some physiological source. Something happened there that triggered those plants because they don't normally give up this time of year. This is when plants are sort of making their sugar. This is when we're trying to make our money. Our leaves are out. They're like as big as they're going to get, and we're getting as much energy as we can, and we're storing it in our roots because we know that winter's coming and the bills are going to come due, and we still got to make them. We still got to pay them. So,
speaking of paying bills, John, that left arm, which you really? Were talking up, yeah.
Oh boy! Oh boy!
I'm away from the wall, you stubborn.
There we go.
I like that. It was like a top down.
218-326
Years of experience.
1-2-3-4 Janet walking in, answering phones for us, sporting the 50 years of KEXE T-shirt. Who'd we hear from, John?
Let's see.
Oh, wait. Here's our first one.
Where does it say?
We might have another one.
Oh, we got one more coming. Amanda from Bemidji, thank you so much for pledging. We really appreciate it coming in the clinch, and we needed that.
Now three more, or John, what's is that?
This is from David, David is from New York Mills.
Yeah,
and we know New York Mills. We have an outpost there.
Yeah.
And David has a question, and he says he wants to know the tick report. He says, I was going to donate during Green Cheese, but wants to help unlock the match. Really like the Sadie Gustafson song.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, thank you. Go beat by all means. Save my arm.
So we had two there. Thank you to Amanda and to David from Bemidji and New York Mills joining the other. We're up to eight now. Two more before 9 o'clock. We have nine more minutes of the Friday morning show this morning. 218-326-1234 or go to kexc.org. Of course, if you want to do it alongside questions for John, that works great. But whatever it is, supporting KAXE will continue programs like the Tuesday Morning Show, like Phonology, like Student Reports, like the Sports Page, like the music that's coming up on Headwaters. It all is reliant on that money that comes in from our members. So we need to hear from you. Help us continue on. You know, we're heading towards Green Cheese, as mentioned, kind of wrapping up Saturday night, our member drive. We have to hit this goal right here to stay on track to finish then. So give us a call, 218-326-1234.
Malachi, how about you read the question? We had a second question from Tim. I will show John the photo here.
Okay, I will set the scene. So Tim, I do got to shout out Tim. As soon as he heard that you were coming on, the first thing he said was, can I send in a question and a photo later today? And we did get his photo. Tim says, I've been told from two sources online that Northern Minnesota does not have bullfrogs. What is this? It looks like a bullfrog to me. Yellow jaw, non-spotted skin, and the large tympanum behind the eye. And then we got a lovely little creature nestled in some wet grass. And John.
It is an absolutely gorgeous picture of the green frog.
Oh, there we go. The picture was taken this week near Marcel.
Yeah.
So.
No bullfrogs here. Bullfrogs, for a while, I think they. The state, the last time I had a copy of Reptiles and Amphibians of Minnesota, it showed the bullfrogs way down in the southeast corner. That's about the sound. Really, that's not far off from the call of the green frog.
That's what I was going for.
So I tell people that the green frog, which is calling now, by the way, if you're out and you hear a frog calling, it's probably a green frog. It sounds like someone playing an ill-tuned banjo with only one string.
Yes.
And it's just a single note like that, like the gong.
And way to remember it, here's my trick. Kermit the Frog played banjo, and Kermit was green.
Yeah.
All right, John, you want to
do another gong for us here?
I can hit the gong, absolutely. Yes. I still have to answer Dave's question about the ticks.
Oh, yeah.
Did we mention Richard?
We knew another one again.
Okay. All right.
Okay, we have unlocked the match. Keep them coming, though, because the Summer Member Drive is still going through tomorrow night. Yeah, we are under 20,000 to go. We'll give you some more totals and counting down as we continue on. But thank you so much to Richard, who had a great question and texted in. Said, if I upgrade my sustainership, can we get the T-shirt? Absolutely. If you have questions like that, please send them our way. Thank you so much. I'm not sure exactly where Richard's texting from, but wherever it is, it means a lot to us. And then we also heard from
our very own Tunes, Joan Tunes Downham.
Ah, Joan, good morning.
Yeah, so good to hear from you. Joan loves the news, phenology, and sports. Joan, we love you. We thank you for your continued support. You've always been so generous to us, your whole family, and keep connecting with us. We want to hear from you always, Joan.
I'll never forget Joan walking into the studio with a box, just this huge box full of vinyl. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, girl. 30 pounds of vinyl in a cardboard box, and she's dancing in with it. I knew the music was going to be good.
Yeah, that is heavy. Well, we got just, you know, we got 5 minutes left, and let's talk ticks.
Yes, absolutely. Let's talk ticks. TikToks.
There you go. Hey.
Anyway, I had two wood ticks this past week, which is unusual because when it's really hot like that, ticks, because of their small size and their flat shape, they're sort of ill-designed for heat. And when the sun really, really, really shines on something as thin and wide as a tick, it can dry them out to where they just perish. So typically this time of year, I don't see many ticks, deer ticks, wood ticks. I just don't see them. But I was out for a walk on, let's see, it must have been Sunday. And I found two wood ticks at the end of that walk. Neither one of them had attached themselves to me, but both of them ended up as sort of, I didn't use the Scotch tape mausoleum.
That is the best band name ever.
Scotch tape mausoleum.
I stuck them on a pin.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's a lot of good like band names you could go with, like Tick Graveyard, just, you know, in that world.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, and my friend Joel Rosen, who keeps track of all the ticks he encounters, which is amazing, Joel, thank you, sent me a note the other day. I'd have to consult it, but his numbers are down as well. He was down several dozens of ticks over other years, but it wasn't a good year for ticks. It was dry, which is not how they like the world. As I explained, you know, imagine that you're like the shape of a plate and you're not very thick, but you're quite broad and you have a lot of solar exposure, and that can be detrimental to a tick's life. It can dry them out and kill them off. So I've had a good year without a lot of ticks, but we are now coming, a new tick has arrived or is coming this way, and it could be a problem. Mm-hmm. Hopefully not, but I had long time hopes that the emerald ash borer wouldn't get here, and I see that it is here.
Yep.
So we are, yeah, it's only a matter of time, I suspect, before someone in this community will be bitten by one of these ticks that carries the unusual disease where it makes you allergic to red meat, which is, wow,
yeah, the
crazy.
Lone Star tick, is that what it's known?
I think so.
It has a little red.
Crawling this way even as we speak.
You know, we, the news team and morning show did a conversation about ticks as well. That's really informative. You'll want to check out at kexc.org. It's called Beyond Deer Ticks and Lyme Disease, Rare Illnesses. We had a chat with an epidemiologist from the Department of Health about a rare tick disease that has been in the Brainerd Lakes area that has been fatal, Powassan virus, and affects people neurologically. It's rare. It is rare, but it's something to kind of keep in mind as well.
So is getting struck by lightning. So is winning the lottery. Yeah. All rare.
Yeah. All rare.
But is supporting KXE, is that a good bet?
That is a solid bet because you can't go wrong. We will be here just like the ticks, except that we won't attach ourselves to you. We'll simply,
in a pleasant way,
we'll be that brain worm that RFK Jr. has. We'll be in the back of your head, sort of gnawing at your conscience.
Yeah.
Give us a call and put that brain worm to sleep for a few hours.
I was going to say, before the takes get you, be sure to make a donation to KEXC by calling 218-326-1234.
Oh, how far afield have we gone?
That's what it's all about, John.
Yeah, conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
I that's the one thing that I really appreciate and have for many, many, many years. I mean, from the beginning, when I started doing phenology, the response was immediate and, for the most part, positive. People caught on right away, and they were more than willing to be a part of it and to add their voice to it. So, be a part. Add your voice.
Absolutely.